Today, the suspect in February's Chapel Hill shooting is set to appear in court. Craig Stephen Hicks has been charged with first-degree murder. During the investigation, police officers found about a dozen firearms in Hicks' apartment. They include pistols, shotguns, and one AR-15 assault rifle. Criminologists say there's a national trend. While the percentage of Americans with guns is decreasing, those who do own weapons are accumulating more of them. Jorge Valencia reports from Chapel Hill.
It's not easy to find someone who owns a lot of guns and is willing to talk about them. I asked my neighbor, I asked a firearms lobbyist, I went to a couple of gun stores. They explained to me, gun owners are private about what they own because they don't want to make it easier for thieves or for the government to find their guns.
My name is John Landreth. I live in Chapel Hill, and I'm a merchandiser.
It actually kind of feels like I've spotted Bigfoot almost.
Well, a Bigfoot is not an adequate description of me. Maybe a big mouth.
Landreth lives in a rural part of Chapel Hill.
Okay.
And he likes talking about his guns.
This is the rifle with which I learned to shoot.
When his father first taught him to hunt, Landreth was so small that he couldn't reach the trigger with his index finger.
So I grew up using my middle finger to reach the trigger.
Okay, what do we have next?
Okay. Oh, this one is a shotgun. It's a double-barrel 20-gauge shotgun, and this is my favorite.
Landreth has about 30 guns, some for hunting, some for target shooting, some are investments. He also owns multiple guns for self-defense. Why? Landreth gives the example of a UNC professor who was robbed and killed on the street during lunchtime last summer.
If he had had a revolver or a pistol with him, he might have not even needed to fire it just to show it to his potential assailants. He might have scared them off.
Landreth says he got most of his guns before the 2000s, but he saw friends and acquaintances get worried when President Obama was elected.
That spurred several people to start buying what they thought would be future banned firearms.
In fact, starting in 2005, firearm sales skyrocketed, says Duke University professor Phil Cook, who studies gun violence.
There were a lot of scare stories put out about how the Democrats taking the White House, and before that, Congress, that they were going to make it difficult to buy guns, and so that gun lovers should go out and buy theirs while they still could, or it was still legally available.
Yet several studies show the percentage of American households with guns is declining. It's about 32%. Cook says that means gun owners are accumulating more.
Where they used to have perhaps 3 or 4 guns, now they have 5 or 6 guns. Or they used to have 10 guns, now they have 20. And so that the concentration of gun ownership is increasing.
Gun advocates dispute those studies. Based on anecdotes, they say that there are a lot of new gun owners. Paul Vallone runs the volunteer group Grassroots North Carolina.
The fact is, I have seen hundreds of people who said they are buying firearms for the first time, either because concealed carry laws now allow them to protect themselves in places where they previously could not, or because, quite frankly, they feel it's the last time they might be able to buy a firearm.
Vallone says membership in his group has more than doubled in the last 4 years. But definitive numbers on who owns how many firearms aren't readily available, not even for the person who issues gun purchase permits.
I'm Charles Blackwood, and I am the sheriff of Orange County.
Blackwood says the only thing he can say for sure is that there are more guns in the general population.
I can recall in 1980 not hearing a shots fired call except in neighboring jurisdictions. We didn't have it. We didn't deal with it. It wasn't something that concerned people. We have shots fired calls now every day.
The sheriff says he has no problem with law-abiding citizens owning guns. While Craig Stephen Hicks owned his legally, John Landreth, the firearms owner in Chapel Hill, says he doesn't want that to reflect on gun owners as a whole, including those who own many weapons.
Of course, he was a malcontent. He had several ways to cause problems, and that's the one he chose.
Hicks faces one weapons charge, discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling, in addition to 3 counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.